Yeah, this is one of those things where it's become very, you know, very divisive during this whole pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, let's put it this way. Romans 13, verses 1 and 2, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. That's the passage that she was asking, right?
Man.
Now, as I said, I know this has been a divisive issue through this whole pandemic, even to right now. I mean, like, we see it with the whole trucking thing that's going on in Ottawa. You know, when is enough enough and we say no to those in charge? I mean, like, after all, people are going to say, well, look what Peter and the apostles did. You know, they stood up to the leaders of their day. Acts 4, 18 through 20. They called them in again, commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help, speaking about what we have seen and heard. In Acts 5:29, it's repeated. Peter said, and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. So, I mean, like, yes, we are commanded to obey our leaders, right? But what is the balance? Mm-hmm. Well, it comes down to, I guess, really situational ethics. I mean, like, this is a whole subject that is touched on when, you know, when pastors go to Bible college. That's a whole course, situational mm-hmm. ethics. Basically, it comes down to, okay, well, is what the government asking us to do something that goes against what God says? I mean, like, in Acts 4, that is clearly something against what God says, because they were telling the apostles, okay, don't preach anymore in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Has the government said you can't preach anymore in the name of Jesus? No, they haven't said that. They have curtailed everyone's liberties at different times with different lockdowns and so on and so forth. But can you really say that that is something where we sit there and go, okay, no, enough is enough? You know, it's hard to say that we've gotten to that point. When we get to the point where they start saying, okay, now you need to keep track of whether or not everyone's been vaccinated that comes into your church. That, you know, I know at our church, we've already said that's kind of like the drawing line, you know, because then you're starting to keep track, you know, by numbers, by people's vaccination records, all that kind of stuff. We don't want to get into that. You know, so really, this is something that every Christian, every pastor, every church board has to pray about and make the decision in their own hearts and minds what they need to do. And I know there have been some extreme examples out there from different churches. And there have been some examples where you can understand the spirit, but I don't know. It's one of those things you have to... You have to live the consequences of what you decide you're going to do. And so I know for us as a church, we have complied with the different, the different things that we've had to do, like social distancing, wearing masks, you know, sanitizing, that kind of stuff. Is that going against what God says to do? No, because we're still gathering in God's name. You know, so we're not being told you can't gather anymore, period, and it's never going to happen again.
I feel like we could go back and forth, and if we open up the phone lines, there would be a lot of opinions on both sides.
Yeah.
One thing that I would say that's very practical and that I've just noticed by kind of not talking but listening and watching a lot of people is maybe they can almost filter this themselves by saying, where is your heart? What is your heart, and how does it agree with what you just read in Romans 13? Because usually there's like a clapback or response to something, and it's like, well, is your heart really that out of just getting and, you know, being heard and coming against this and, you know, rising up and all this craziness? Or does it also line up with, you know, the heart that, you know, God would have towards that? Especially, look, we're all held accountable as believers Romans 13. There's no way around that. So what is your heart in that? And then once you know what that is, and if your heart is pure, look what even Pastor Andrew said. That's great advice, like, as well, you know, to keep in mind as well.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, like Jesus said, Christians will be known by their love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all we're doing is screaming and shouting, is that what we want to be known for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And of course it's tough, right? Because it people is. Feel like they're not heard and not represented, but you know, it doesn't matter. There's going to be people on both sides of the aisle, no matter what conclusion people come to, right?
Yeah. And then when I think about this, I compare it to, okay, well, what it boils down to is this. Are we actually being persecuted here in the church in North America? Or, you know, compare ourselves to churches around the world where people are being killed on a mm-hmm. daily basis for naming the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. It puts everything in perspective. And, you know, one thing too, Pastor Andrew, that I know that you've touched up on many times here on Ask the Pastor for various things is, okay, we're so willing to, in air quotations, not literally, but go to war over something, whether it be online or whatever, but as Christians, okay, not general public, as Christians, are we being people who are actually lifting these situations up in prayer? And are we loving the people around us, or are we just causing divisions, and are we hating in people? Because last time I checked, hate was not in the MO of people who follow God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What you a know, sensitive if topic. Anything, Linda, oh, thank you for the question.
I mean, like, as far as, you know, concerns us, we're supposed to live at peace with yeah. everyone.